Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless. I do apologize. I'm telling you, the Wi-Fi and internet is not playing with us. Good evening, everyone, and God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. I do apologize. We're having technical difficulties, so I am grateful, and I thank the Lord Jesus for these few minutes, and I'm going to take these few minutes just to give you what thus saith the Lord. I just want to thank God for his son, Jesus. I want to thank and praise God for life and longevity. I want to thank God because we have so many things going on in our life, in our families, in our churches, on our jobs, in our businesses, in our leisure, in our private affairs, that we forget to mention the name of Jesus. And you don't even have to be saved to say, Lord, I thank you. So once we can begin that, get into the place of thanking God just for life, longevity, thanking him for the activity of our limbs, thanking him for the blood that is running warm in our veins, thanking him for another chance and another opportunity to wake up. Hallelujah. You wasn't on a steel slab this morning. They didn't say we've done all we can and we're calling in the family, but God is giving you that opportunity on this Monday evening at 7:22 just to lift up his precious name. And that's what we want to do. You're living in a home where you can turn the air conditioner on, or if you're a cold, you can turn on the heat. Hallelujah. You've got so much going for you. Thank you, Jesus. I look at children and adults who have missing limbs on their bodies, but they're still here. And they're just as jubilant and they're happy. We have so much to be thankful for. When is the last time you just said, Lord, I thank you? When is the last time you just gave yourself, just took a deep breath, just relax? Thank you, Jesus. Facebook Live, I'm telling you, social media has saved so many lives. It has wounded and battered and killed a lot with our little tongue. That's a mighty force. But when you can say, I'm sorry, forgive me, knowing that you didn't even do anything wrong, but because you want to make things right, because you want to have right standing with the Lord Jesus, that is awesome. And we need it in the times that we're living in. Glory be to God. I thank God because people are going back to church. They're going back to fellowship and worship and praise. And they're praising God for real. No ism, no schisms, no hypocritical things. But they want the true and living Savior. I thank God for young people who are on social media and who are saved. And sometimes we don't always understand them. But as long as they have a connection and a relationship with Jesus Christ, let's not ban them. Hallelujah. Thank you, kind master. We thank God because even as we're speaking, Governor Roy Cooper, he's delivering the 2023 State of the State Address. And we pray that he will say good things in reference to our medical future, in reference to Medicaid. Because you would be surprised of the adults who are senior citizens and need that Medicaid. Hallelujah. But just be thankful. I want this month, March Madness, Have a love for God like none other. Take those things that doth so easily beset you and say, Lord, I give them to you. Cast your cares upon this God, for he cares for you. I don't know why I had technical difficulty. I don't know why the Wi-Fi and internet and all of that is messing up. But you know what? I'm going to take these little 9 minutes that I got, and I'm going to bless the name of the Lord like I've never blessed him before. So if you hear me, join me in blessing him and giving him praise and honor and glory. Lord, we thank you because you did it again. You kept my kids, God. I can FaceTime and I can talk to them, whether they're in Ohio, whether they're in California, glory be to God, whether they're in Hawaii, thank you, Jesus, whether they're in Italy, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for the armed services that are protecting us through you, Jesus Christ, because your blood is covering them. And we thank you for the military, God, and we don't take it for granted, and we don't have to take special holidays to appreciate it. But when you see a fellow military man or woman, say, thank you for serving our country. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for divine protection, God. We thank you because you keep making a way out of no way, God. You keep lifting up a standard for those that are called by your name, God. We thank you because you keep reigning on the just as well as the unjust. God, we just say thank you. You've been good to us down through the years. And when I look back over my life, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for another day's journey. I thank you because you kept me when I didn't want to be kept. You kept me when I was destituted and polluted and homeless, and I destroyed my temple, God. Good God, I'm out of Zion. And I thank you, God, that you gave me back, God. You kept me sane, God, with all the mental illnesses that's all around, up and down, in and out. You kept me, God. When I saw the homeless man on the bypass this afternoon or in Charlotte today, I said, Lord, I thank you. Make a way, God. He was shaving a tree. I don't know why he was shaving that tree, but he had a sharp instrument, and the bark was coming off the tree where you could see the inside of the tree. I don't know when he had so many blankets or sheets or so many coverings. We have so much to be thankful that we have a roof over our head. Mm. And we don't even want to give God praise. It's not just the sentiment, but the saints of God. I have arrived. Look at me. I'm driving a Maserati. Look at me. I'm driving a Jaguar. I have a Honda Accord. I have an Infiniti. I have a Series Denali truck, this, that, and the other. But how did you get to where you are today? You better learn to thank God in the midst of your problems, in the heat of the moment, and stop complaining and start sustaining and stand on God's word. God is able to do anything but fail. He's a good God. He's amazing God. He's a wonderful God. But you got to trust him, even if you're drinking, even if you're a drug addict, you got to trust this God. Trust him when you cannot trace him. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. Read his word for yourself and know that in all thy getting to get an understanding. Understand this. My God, my soul is full right now because I just want to thank him because of what he's done for me today on this day. It could have went another way. But because of his grace and his mercy, I'm here. My children are here. My children's children. So many have lost loved ones, not just because of COVID, but cancer's on an all-time rise. And we're so concerned about one C, we forgot about the other C. And then we really forgot about the big C, which is Christ Jesus. He is our deliverer. He is our healer, both body, mind, and soul. And I offer you this Jesus. If you read Romans 10:9-11, I promise you, you won't go wrong. If you read the 23rd Psalm, if you read Proverbs 3:6, where it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Stop talking about Sister Sally, or stop talking about members of the family. Start telling God, me, Lord. It's me, oh, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I need you now, God, for everything that I'm going through, God, for the things that they don't understand, and they've not forgiven me for over 50, 60, 40-something years, and I don't understand. Hallelujah. But I know a man that has a master plan. I'm so glad, Jesus, that you came down in the flesh and you have experienced everything that we've been going through, that we have to go through, and that we have already been through. And you made it seem so easy. And loving him is easy, and it's so good, and it's so nice. Hallelujah. You'll have trials. You'll have tribulations. You'll have persecutions. You'll have accusations, but they come to make you strong. Hang on in there. Hold on a little while longer. Don't give up now. My God, my God. He's a good God. He's amazing. He's awesome. He's a wonder in my soul. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Why don't you just thank him? Just, God, I thank you. With tears rolling down your face. Your heart is broken because they lied on you on your job, and there's nothing you could do. The promotion was passed over you, beside you, under you, beneath you, in front of you. And you know that you were deserving of the promotion, and they gave it to someone and belittled you. But you got to say, thank you, God, because I know that you get promotion and increase, God. And if it's for me to stay here on this job, then make it to be so, God. And when you decide, God, to do it because when you do it, God, just sign, seal, and deliver it. And for this, we will glorify you, God. For this, I thank you, God. I'm not understanding right now, God, why they're talking about me. I'm not understanding why they're treating me the way that they're treating me. But I know it's going to change, God. Hallelujah. I know that it's going to get better. Jesus, it feel like they're throwing mud in your face and they're throwing dirt in your face, and then they're walking by you smiling and smirking. Even in the church, God, how we have cliques and clans and things of that magnitude. Help us to wake up, God, and see that you are God. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are a good God. You're amazing God. You're an awesome God. We can't make it without you. And we need you every day, every step of the way. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And you got to get this for yourself. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Don't just be, well, you know, I don't need the Lord right now. I'm going to do this on my own. You can't even breathe on your own. Hey, God, you can't lift your hand up unless God allows your muscles to be released to do so. And he is God. Yes, he is. We got to think about the things that come out of our mouth. The Bible says to be careful for nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you because you keep on being God in spite of what it sounds like, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what we hear, in spite of what they say, in spite of what they've done to me, God. I need you, Lord. I need thee. I need thee. And every hour, God knows I need thee. Oh, bless be now, my gentle Savior, my Savior, my Savior. And I come to sometimes you got to reach way back and get some of those old-time hymns and just hum them sometimes. Yes, yes, yes. The song that your grandmother, your grandfather, your uncle and aunt, your mom and dad used to sing. Yes, yes. If I could just wave my hand. Sometimes you just got to hush and hear the still, small voice of God. He loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. For God was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. God don't understand. God don't know. You don't get it. I'm young. I'm too young for this. Well, I'm too old, girl. I done did so much that God can't forgive. God can do anything but fail. You got to believe that. And receive it and settle it in you. No matter what Sister Joe said, no matter what Brother Martin says, you got to believe within the shadow of a doubt that he'll forgive you. He is a forgiving and merciful God. He will allow you grace, which means your unmerited favor. He will give you mercy, and he will forgive you. Just as we are to forgive brothers and others 70 times 7, that's what it tells us in the New Testament. You got to remember that the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with who? Thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thou comfort me. You see, he prepares a table before me. Come on, somebody. In the presence of mine enemy. When I walk in the courtroom, I'm walking with power and authority. I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Glory be to God. He was with my mother. He was with my grandmother. He was with my aunts. Good God Almighty, he was with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We got to believe it. We got to settle it. Stop wavering. Be solid. Stand on the shore, which is God. Stand on the solid rock. He made you some promises. Remind him. He said you could bring things to his remembrance. God, I just want to remind me. Remember when my husband did this to me? He walked out on me. He left me. But you were right there all the time, God. I've never forgot. So God, I got four kids. And look at what I'm going through, God, with my husband. But you kept me for such a time as this, and I'm thriving. I'm going to thrive, survive, strive, and I'm going to stay alive. I'm going to stay on the, hey, God, I'm going to stay wrapped up, God. Keep, wrap me up with your loving arm, God. I want to cast my cares upon you so that in the time of need, you'll be there. You better think about those prayers that your grandmother prayed and your grandfather and your uncles and aunties prayed. God, release and those prayers that are stacked and stored up. God, secure them and release them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. The angels that are fighting for your freedom. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, take that which is evil and turn it around for your good. You are so good, God. You are so great. You are so mighty. You are so awesome. And I need you right now, God. Even me, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So I leave with you tonight to just thank him. When it gets real heavy, when your heart, you can't even cry anymore tears. Lord, I thank you. You know all about it, God. I told you about this 10 years ago. I told you about this 20 years ago. I just want to remind you, God, that I still trust you, God, that I know that you're going to do what you said you're going to do, God, according to your riches, glories, and according to my faith. Faith of a mustard seed. Glory to God. I thank you. I can move mountains, God. My enemies are my footstool. I see her, God. And she, it hurt. I knew her. And what she did to me concerning my marriage, concerning my children, concerning my husband, concerning the wife, concerning those so many things. And it's, you know, my flesh want to cut up. My flesh wants to act up. But I'm going to stand back and see the salvation. I'm going to stand and let you fight my battle. Glory be to God. God, I thank you. My time is up, but I just want to let you know. Just thank him. I just want to thank you this Monday. And when you get up Tuesday, have a praise on your lips, your hips, and your fingertips. And when you get up Wednesday, have a praise on your lips, your hips, and your fingertips. Go into your secret closet. When you go to fast and to consecrate before the Lord, and when you go to pray before him, don't go before him with any kind of thing. Because we have not because we ask not. My God, my God. So, Lord, we thank you again that you did it again. And for this, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you. When I look back over my life, thank you. When I think about everything that I had to go through to win, thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Yeah, I didn't get the promotion, but girl, I'm still driving that Volkswagen. And I thank him. I still got the activity of my limbs. And I thank him. I still got the blood running warm in my veins. I thank him. My child didn't go to the college that I wanted to go. He went to community college. And I thank him. He graduated, and he's an electrical engineer. Good God Almighty. And we're going to Hawaii on vacation. And I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I still got my home. I still am in my right mind, the most precious jewel that you could have with all the mental illnesses going on. I'm in my right mind with my mind stayed on it. And guess what? God is keeping me in perfect peace so I don't end up in pieces. I'm telling y'all, I'm happy in my sanctified soul. Lord, I bless your name. I give you praise, glory, and honor. I appreciate you, Lord, because you did not have to do it out of the billions and billions of people. You said, I'm going to bless Carolyn. I'm going to bless Sarah. I'm going to bless Timothy. I'm going to bless Linda. I'm going to bless Willie. I'm going to bless Adrian. I'm going to bless. He's going to bless whom he will bless, and he's going to curse whom he will curse. So get your hands off, because the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Have a good and prosperous evening, and I will see you 12:05, Facebook Lord, live the Lord's will. Let the Lord's will be done. Continue to pray for me, because I have good days and bad days bring to him. But guess what? My good days outweigh my bad. Continue to keep praying for me, as I will continue to keep lifting up the name of the Lord and calling your name out before God. Call my name out before God. I want to live on this earth as long as I can live. And there's some wicked stuff going on. There's some bad, but it's also some good stuff and some good people in this world that I'd like to see a little while longer. I'd like to see my grands and my great-grands grow to be adults and to be able to take care of me, hallelujah, my children, to be able to take care of me, not me bearing my children and my grandbabies, hallelujah. Y'all better think about it and just say thank you. Have a good God bless evening. And we'll see you the third Monday night, the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. Call 646-668-8212. 217 on our blog, Crown Talking Radio. Be there or be square. Don't you get left behind. Don't be like the five foolish virgins, but keep your oil, keep your anointing, because your gift is without repentance. God bless you and good night and forever keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen. And to you, good evening. I love you and I thank God for you. Have a great evening.